with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Part of that Michigan Talk Network is our affiliate in Lansing, WVFN, The Game, 730. And joining us right now, we've got their co-host extraordinaire, Mad Dog. Good morning from the Grilling Guys.
Good morning. How are you guys? I'm not the co-host. I am the host. I'm the Mad Dog.
Yeah, right. I get
it
straight.
I'm on 6 to 9. We bring it every Monday morning. From 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, that's when the napalms blast in the sports arena.
Hey, Mad Dog. Good to talk to you, buddy. What is going on with
there,
the Tigers?
How are you?
Hey, what's going on with the Tigers?
Tigers had a couple bad games here the last couple days. What happened the other night was sort of something that never happened. Justin Verlander never gave back-to-back home runs, and I think he got a little careless, maybe got a little bit tired, I don't know, but they lost that game to Cleveland, went to Toronto. They got two of their big guns out in their catcher in Jose Bautista, and, you know, they had a couple things going in that game, too, and they lost it. So, you know, they find themselves looking at Chicago, and I'm not that concerned about it. I know there's a lot of people that are naysayers in this state, and I'm going to stay the course. I say Detroit wins that division. I don't know if they'll make another move like they did the other day, getting Infante and Sanchez. Sanchez will make his debut tonight with Detroit against Toronto, coming from Miami. But the way I look at it is, there's still a lot of baseball. The trade deadline is Tuesday at about, I think, noon, something like that. But I'm not going to jump off any bandwagons. I'm not going to rip any managers. If Detroit doesn't win their division, I'm sure that there'll be changes at the top. I think, you know, as a total team, they're the best team in that division, and a lot of people rip that division because they don't think it's of caliber. But I look at the other divisions, and, you know, if you wanted to go over every one of these major league teams with a microscope, you could do that. But the main concern I have right now is if the Chicago White Sox can get Zach Greinke from the Milwaukee Brewers. If they can pull him, he has the lowest ERA in Major League Baseball for starters right now with 2.50. They can get Zach Greinke to go with Peavy and a couple of the other guys they have there. They're going to be pretty, Chris Sale, they're going to be pretty tough. And the White Sox, they're no slouch of a team, as Cleveland isn't either.
And what are your concerns about the Red Wings? I've seen online here yesterday they were not bidding on Doan. What do you think, what kind of moves are the Red Wings going to be making after this?
Well, I look at the Red Wings as, you know, the Red Wings are like the Yankees. I mean, they just are. I mean, everybody shoots for them, and they've been in the past, you know, successful getting some free agent players to come over. Well, they weren't this year. I think that Kenny Holland and the Ilitches and, of course, Mike Babcock, you know, they're the best, you know, 1-2-3 in the game. You know, they haven't won a Stanley Cup in a couple of years, but you know what? Yeah, they didn't get a couple of those guys they wanted, Parise and Sutter, and Doan's probably going to stay home in Phoenix, and he's an elderly kind of hockey player. I don't worry too much about the Detroit Red Wings. I really don't. Yeah, the biggest concern is, you know, you're not going to fill a void with Nicklas Lidström, you know, leaves the game after 20 years, and he could still perform, but not to his level. That's a big-time void. So, you know, some of these guys are going to have to step it up. And Jimmy Howard's going to have to continue to play well. And I really, you know, sometimes when you think the grass is greener on the other side, when free agents like those guys go to Minnesota, they think, you know, this is going to be great or this is going to happen. It doesn't happen. So I think Detroit's fine. I mean, don't force the issue.
All right. Well, always good to hear from the Mad Dog from
WVF. Does that leave a frown or smile on your guys' face? I hear a pause there. I mean, you know, Sports is crazy. That's why we gravitate it like a moth to a flame. I mean, we just do. And it's easy to be opinionated, and it's easy to say this is going to happen. The way I look at it is I formulate what I think is going to happen, and if it doesn't, like with the Tigers, If they don't win their division, I wouldn't imagine Jim Leland's going to be. There's other people out there, Terry Francona, Tom Brookins, other people that could maybe take his place. They have a solid team, like the Red Wings. They're a solid organization. And, you know, sometimes when you add all-stars to a solid organization, sometimes that doesn't work out. But you guys do a great job. Everybody is ecstatic to have you guys in Lansing. And you know I always look forward to seeing my boy, Barbecue Bob.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, too. And I think we're going to see you for that MSU-Boise game by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we'll be ready to bring it. That's going to be sweet. College football, you know, about a month away, and it's going to be cranked up. And, you know, a lot of good stuff's coming up here. The full season baseball, we'll see if the Tigers win their division. But it's going to be right down to the end, and that's what you want to see. You want to see Major League Baseball go down to the end with the White Sox in Detroit. And don't throw Cleveland out of the equation either.
All right. Well, Mad Dog, good to talk to you. You got a lot of fans as well. I was at Radio Shack in Lansing yesterday, and I told him you were going to be on my show. And the guy goes, I love Mad Dog.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, you know what? One thing we know, we've been doing this almost 17 years, and you just got to stay the course and love what you're doing, and that's what I do.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
All right,
we
guys,
appreciate
take it
that.
Easy, and thanks. And you have a great producer, and I hope you're compensating him properly.
We are. All right. Thanks so much.
Easy.
Yeah, right. That's Mad Dog DeMarco from WVFN 730, The Game. And also we want to welcome WJIM Big Talker 1240 in Lansing, WBCK 930 in Battle Creek, and WKMI 1360 in Kalamazoo.
All over southern Michigan, we are smoking up backyards. Let's talk a little bit about smoking up the backyard. Bob, this week you were telling me that you had a London broil. Let's talk about that. What kind of cut of meat is that, and how is it prepared?
I had a wonderful London broil, and with that we ordered some bruschetta, and I had to actually interrogate the chef to figure out how he made that bruschetta.
Him cry when you interrogate him?
Yeah, my breath was pretty bad at that point because I ate so much bruschetta, but it was just excellent. London broil is a flank steak, as you know, and what people very often do is marinate that, and there's lots of different marinades. I think we've got a few of them on the website, thegrillingguys.com. But it's a beautiful piece. It's a flank steak. It's very often used in certain types of Mexican recipes, very big in that community for fajitas and stuff. You slice it diagonally at an angle. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You cut it.
Picture that if
yes,
you would.
Yeah. Yes, you cut it like cross-sectionally so that you cut against the grain. And cook it to like medium rare is about the most you want to cook it to.
Right.
And it's a London broil, so you can make it, you can broil it, you can grill it, do it however you like. But the exciting part of that meal was the bruschetta. It was a really unique bruschetta, and it's really easy to make. And it had tomatoes, of course, because it's bruschetta. It garlic, basil, oregano, balsamic, EVO, goat cheese, and then a toasted baguette and a little fresh Parmesan.
Is that bread, baguette?
I forget.
Yeah.
But you get these tomatoes, and I like Romano's for that. And slice your avocado into slices.
Kind of like the London broil on a diagonal?
No.
Oh, okay. Just slice the avocado.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway.
Well, don't get all mad at me. I'm just trying to follow along, man.
To everybody else out there, you take the tomatoes and garlic and all that, and you make that wonderful relish out of it. And then you take your baguette and you grill it. Or you know, Italian bread.
With a little oil on it so you can grill
it. You don't even need to. You just want to toast it. You want it nice and toasty. You don't want it wet. And because when you put that bruschetta on there, it's going to soak in. But you lay the avocado on the toast, and you put your bruschetta mixture on there. You put your shredded Parmesan on there. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds great. We'll have that recipe up on the Grilling Guys website. Coming up next, we got Diana Stamfler from Promote Michigan, and she's going to be on. She's always got a lot of great information about what's going on in the state. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.